What we're trying to do today is pick up on the back end of an app that we've been created for the last 12 months. And it's all about empowering young artists, introduce them to this new platform. Now, we've got a couple of young artists with us, and we've got some people who've been in the industry a long time, professionals in the, this field. So, brief introduction. My name is Mark Dean. I'm a DJ presenter, I could say. And I think I've made a youth work, and I think, you know, I'm dabbling with the idea of making some music as well. I've had a couple of releases this year as well, so one, not two, I'm exaggerating. But look, that's me, a bit about me. But two, my, the rose between all the thorns in here is...
Hi, I'm Caroline Wright, and my business is Wright Events. I have been a big influencer, networker in the industry for most of my life. I'm not going to say how many years, but it's definitely over 20. Part of what I do in my business is help people promote, create and promote their brands, as well as connecting artists to the bigger world of the music industry and people in it, and also helping massively in the promoting world and advertising. Been on board with the Northampton Music Community Group for some time, and enjoying supporting and building a platform for new up and coming artists, whether they're young, older. There's no age limit on this, and helping them to connect in the wider industry of the music world.
Got an idea to name drop.
Name drop? What, just a few?
Please do.
Maxi Jazz from Faithless, who's one of my favourites, and I had the pleasure to meet with him several times after his performances or during the middle, little breaks in the middle. There's a few up-and-coming artists that I've been working with, a lady called Trisha O'Brien, who's signed by Tall Room Records. She's got a track out at the moment. She's had several tracks out with them, and one of them blew up last year. So she's one to keep an eye on as well. And Saya as well. She's big in the industry. So she's doing lots of work out there. I'm a big advocate for female artists as well, obviously. And we're starting to see that coming through now, which is brilliant. In general, just want to help connect the right people with the right people.
Thank you very much, Caroline. Next to you is...
Leon Denon from Lay It Down. Pretty much the same, but we focus on underground music. We had a multiple award-winning platform from the lab, and we do monthly events, and we do a weekly radio show with Inspiration FM every Saturday from 4 till 6.
Shameless plug.
And recently I got the job of curating my own stage on Northampton Music Festival.
And we didn't clap. We should have clapped.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's a big thing, isn't it? That's a big thing, isn't it? Bringing all the artists together, getting organised, and so they all can perform. Because
you're in town.
It's amazing.
It's took me a long while. It should be 7 years to get where. And when I started, I literally was young, writing lyrics, making beats on it. Fruity Loops and Reason, and I was on a community project called EYS. I don't know if you heard of that.
I remember it well, and
apart from that, it was kind of like, when you finish that course, it was kind of like, where do you go, right? And I went onto a Prince's Trust, and then I ended up going back in my life, because I ended up going and doing car body repairing, and I ended up doing the full course and doing that fully, and then reverting when I made a family and decided that I want to give back to the community in Northampton with what I'm doing with my Lay It Down. So I've been on a long journey, really. I've been through a lot in life, but I think everyone has, haven't they?
Fantastic. We like the giving here. It's really good. Beside you, who have we got?
My name's Ollie Nags. I release music under the name Silves. I've been attending the Free to Talk inspiration sessions for about 2.5 years now. I've been making music with Sasha, SOS, and Zeno.
You're on my time, yeah. My name is Tino, better known as Zeno. I'm an artist from Northampton. We got a bit lucky one time, and now I'm here sharing my story with everyone else, trying to give back as much as possible.
Well, this is the first episode we're going to actually put onto the platform called Rekordbox. Now, the history of Rekordbox, put together by members of Free to Talk, previous members of Youth Workers and people in the music industry. So a big shout out to Connor.
Yes.
Tom and some of the other ones as well. And all the people that are involved. And the idea was, like, years ago, people would meet in a record shop and have conversations. You know, people like Mikey Wright, who had a record shop up on the Wellingborough Road. Very often those artists and rappers and that would all meet in there, and then they'd form an alliance, and then before you know it, they were playing, emceeing, rapping all over the place. Wicked, do you remember the mixtapes?
I used to go in there, I'd be like, what you got, what grime you got? And they put out a big box of CDs and have everything from all the different artists that you could think of.
It was amazing. So you met friends and conversation spoke a lot.
That was a MySpace era, weren't it?
It was a nice era and a nice space to just meet like-minded people, because everybody was in there for the love of music, one way or another. It was, so, you know, the idea of, like, I think people like Connor involved in this project was like, he caught the back end of that. And as he's getting older now, he's not very old, but he's getting older, he's thinking, well, where do we go? Where can we get that type of community back to help each other in the business? You know, you've got one end of the scale, you've got people who have been there, got the T-shirt, talented, and want to pass it on, but you'd probably meet kids or younger people in the record shop and say, yeah, I've got a contact for you. Have you ever been to studio? You'd be like, no. Because, yeah, man, come down, I'll sort you something out. It's like, bro, I met this guy and he's got a studio. Mm. Next thing you know, you're not rapping in your bedroom no more. You're actually going to a studio. You know, so that's how easy it was to me. Because, you know, and then there you are as a young person looking to get into the music industry. You're buying records, you're listening to them, you're networking. Next thing you know, you're in a club of people that are all into the same thing as you are. It was amazing. So the whole idea of this platform is to connect everyone. There's no age limit to really. Of course, we like to focus on the fact of that, you know, this is the youth service that started this, but it's open to the whole wider community. And the idea is to connect people, connect them. So Record Shop is what it is. Right, we're going to start from the beginning then, from left to right. Caroline, how important do you think it is for young people to have a platform and a space to connect with professionals?
I think it's the difference between them having the confidence and being able to drive to the next stage. A lot of people, they can come up with this track that can do really well, and it could just be a one hit thing. If they don't have that forward support from people or connections to the right people, so obviously that's where I see, like, people like myself and other people out there that do similar to what I do, who I'm also connected with, can help support with the Record Shop app and connect everybody on a wider level. And I think the continuity, like you said before, is key as well. So people need to be constantly working on their music and what they want to put out to the world, basically. And let's you know, it's not just Northampton and Northamptonshire. It's international. It's global. So people want to reach as many people as they can with their music. So I think, you know, having the right people in the right places and the right people to connect with to help support them and drive them forward is the most important thing in my opinion, and help them with events as well going forward. So, like, the platforms like Northampton Music Festival and the many other festivals that, you know, Northamptonshire has to offer, it's helping them, you know, be a part of those as well. So it's to me, that's the most important part.
It's one thing for sure, you've kept me on my toes. When's we having a meeting with the app? When are we having a meeting about the app? When we have
persistent.
Come on, it's Christmas Day, you know. Yes, but good. If you remember it was a long-winded question, but if you got the gist of it, it was kind of, how important do you think it is for a platform and space for young people to connect with people like yourself? You've been there, got the T-shirt.
I think it's very important. I think it's more important than people think, and I think that what you said earlier about having a group chat, because I started this in the early days of Lay It Down. We had a group chat, which I was just had I'd literally just added every artist that was on my Facebook friend list into this chat. Producers, photographers, videographers, everything just went into this chat, and I was just like, I've got this idea. And no, but the thing was that, because it was just on Facebook, like, everybody's just thinking, oh, he's got an idea, but when you go through with it, they kind of think that you're not going to follow it through. And then I had everybody dropping ideas in, and we come up with a name, lay it down. And then I had a lot of people that just kind of, just like, they didn't believe in what I was actually going to do. But now, like, I think I needed to go through that in my life, because I realised that I didn't have as many people as I thought I had around me that were as supportive as they say they were. Like, and I think, like, but with that, I think it worked out great in the end, because we had everybody would post in their tracks, like you said, and I think that would be very good if we can implement that on the Record Box app, because if you can send your sound files and say into a message group where there's loads of like-minded producers or artists and rappers, they can say, oh, I reckon you should change that just a little bit, or this, just tweaking things, because that these things are really important, because well, your final piece, it needs to be perfect, it needs to be pristine, and it needs to be mixed down, and it needs to be bagging.
Yeah.
And that needs to, and then you're gonna, you've got to keep to that level, because it's hard. The industry, when you're an artist and you're writing songs and you're recording on just like a little recorder on your laptop, like it's not the same,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell, you can hear it, like if you're DJing and playing music. If it's not mixed down, you can tell the difference in quality. And I get this a lot, because I get artists come up to me and they've downloaded loads of songs off of YouTube, and they're asking me to play these songs, and they're like, the song's not loud enough, can you turn it up? And I'm like, it's full blast. You've ripped it off of YouTube, man. Yeah. Like, I can't do nothing else with it. Like, we've mixed you down and kind of like, we've got the volume all the way up into next week.
Nothing more coming down.
And your mic is just really low still. There's nothing else we can do, mate. Like, add a couple of speakers. Like.
And how do the artists now like gain connection with you? Because I listen to your show every single week, and there's always new artists on there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that all these people spread across Northamptonshire, all got links to Northampton. They're all making music somewhere, somehow. And it's getting in. How is it all funneling into you?
Well, what I did is, with this group chat, we formulated like a group of people which were actually solid and dedicated. And then, so there was me, HarQ, Leo Robinson, I don't know if you heard of him, he's mm-hmm. wicked. HarQ's wicked as well, sorry, they're probably all that. and we literally, built the foundations up, and we were like, we were just doing what you said, you know, about like you need a group chat to just, before you put something out, you need to discuss it with people and get feedback from it, because like that's important. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't.
It works. I've had people say, send me stuff, because I do the radio shows, and I said, well, first of all, make me a radio edit so I can play it. And then they've sent it to me. I thought, right, I'll get round to it. And then the next week, I've heard it on your show. Or they've texted me and said, thanks for getting that song on. I thought, well, I didn't do it. Leon's the one who's got it on there. Do you know what I mean? Or better still, people have sent me stuff and I've listened to it, and I've not listened to it through the radio, I've just listened to it through the phone, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then I've heard it on your show, and I've been able to come back and say, I've just heard your track on the lay it down, banging. And just that bit of feedback that you give, it's nice. It's amazing, you know, it's cracking stuff. So well done to you and the show and all of that.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it. If you feel like adding any more to this as we move along, just say.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ollie, I haven't played any of your songs on the radio yet, Ollie, because you haven't given me a radio edit, but, you know...
Can you send it to me as well? I'll get it on quicker.
It's true.
Send it to both and just see what happens.
I'll claim credit.